It's time.
Yo, dude.
For the Greasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe
Greasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Greasy Report is brought to you by Kerry Washington, who had her baby 2 weeks ago and ain't tell none of y'all. Mind your business. And they ain't making mamas like they used to, news. Mimi Faust, the reality TV star from VH1's Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, is raising eyebrows everywhere with her recent comments, where she says her daughter is not affected by her new sex tape.
She's four. It's not affecting my daughter. She has to deal with going to school and kids getting stabbed up too, and I have to explain that to her as well. So there's a whole lot of other things in this world that are worse than mommy and Megan left to her man.
You need your ass beat!
Ironically, this week, the great Debbie Allen came out and expressed her disdain for this disturbing trend. Well, we here at the Greasy Report are rolling with Debbie Allen on this one. I hate that sex tape. Yeah, my great aunt Gussie is in intensive care right now following Mimi's shenanigans. Tore her rotator cuff trying to balance on all them guardrails they got in the bathrooms at the senior living facility.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Her gentleman friend, Mr. Dennis, is off that Viagra and now she in the hospital. Unfortunately, shower rod injuries are not covered under Obamacare, so Mimi's sex tape is costing us money.
When I was young, I used to always have relations, hot, lovely relations. Woo! Might make your head blow off.
And violence only begets more violence news. Trouble continues for actor Columbus Short, who was recently fired from the TV show Scandal amid allegations of domestic abuse from his wife. Now, this is the same woman he knocked the dude out 4 weeks ago after the guy made disparaging remarks about the lady. The guy wasn't going to press charges, but after looking at his medical bill this week, he's decided to sue. Reports are surfacing, though, that Columbus Short ain't worried. Why? Well, he has just accepted a multi-million dollar contract to fight in Donald Sterling's new all-black fighting league, brought to you by Paula Deen's Frozen Dinners.
Hey, y'all, I'm Paula Deen.
In the coming months, Short will fight a bunch of other black dudes who need money and like to fight. Latrell Sprewell, Apollo Nita of Real Housewives of Atlanta, and a dude who calls himself the son of Django. Hey, that's the Greasy Report right here on the Frank Ski Show.
It's the Greasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
On a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.